Good morning. Welcome to the Message of Truth. My name is Keith Greer. I'm a local minister here at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. I want to thank you for listening to our program this morning. We are endeavoring to answer your Bible questions on the air when you write those questions into us. The address is 232 South College Street, Harrisburg, Kentucky, 40330. Address them to the Harrisburg Church of Christ, and we will seek to give you a Bible answer for that question. We also encourage you to check out our website, churchofchristatharrisburg.com. You will find many valuable resources that will help you in your study of God's Word. We also want to remind you again that, Lord willing, in the next few weeks, we hope to be moving to our new facility. And when we get an exact date, we will give you that on the air so you will have our new address to write your questions and also to be able to come and worship with us. We would be more than happy to have you come and do so. Today's question is a little lengthy of a question, and it's probably going to take two sessions this week and, Lord willing, next week to answer the question, but it's a very good question. Let me begin by giving you the question that is asked, and like I said, it's lengthy, but I think you will understand. He said, "I do not believe that God ever made a mistake. I am familiar with what the Bible says about the matter, that what therefore God has joined together, let not man put asunder. But the point I want you to explain is, do you think that every man and woman who you see living together because they obeyed the civil law, do you believe that they are man and wife, and the twain shall become one flesh? I have often heard such persons say, I just married for spite. I just married for a place to stay. I just married to dodge the draft. I just married so we could sleep together. With such a couple, a divorce suit is the result. Did God join this couple together? Or is that where the devil gets in his work? If so, isn't this couple living in adultery? And if they are, does not man that joined them together have the right to put them asunder? If God did the joining together, so do you think there would be any cause for a divorce?" Now, that's a lengthy question and one that I believe you, I understand, because I have dealt with this marriage issue quite a bit in my work as a gospel preacher. But I want to begin by telling you that we need to read the context of what the questioner is really asking. And he's asking about the statement made by the Lord in Matthew 19:6. But to understand this, we need to read the context of Matthew 19:6. Let's begin by looking at Matthew 19, and I'm going to read down to verse number 12. It says, "Now it came to pass, when Jesus had finished these saying, that he departed from Galilee and came to the region of Judea beyond the Jordan. And great multitudes followed him and healed them there. And the Pharisees also came to him, testing him, and saying to him, Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife for just any reason? And he answered and said to them, Have you not read that he who made them at the beginning made them male and female? And said, For this reason a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So then they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, let not man separate. Then they said to him, Why then did Moses command to give a certificate of divorce and to put her away? He said to them, Moses, because of the hardness of your hearts, permitted you to divorce your wives, but from the beginning it was not so. And I say to you, whoever divorces his wife except for sexual immorality and marries another commits adultery. And whoever marries her who is divorced commits adultery. His disciples said to him, If such is the case of the man and his wife, it's better not to marry. But he said to them, All cannot accept this saying, but only those to whom it has been given. For there are eunuchs who were born thus from their mother's womb, there are eunuchs who were made eunuchs by men, and there are eunuchs who have made themselves eunuchs for the kingdom of heaven's sake. He who is able to accept it, let him accept it." Now, the questioner's emphasis is the part on what God joined together, man's not to put asunder. And in his question, he asked about people who put their marriage together, but not for the true biblical reason. Not out of love, not out of to be joined with a woman or a man for the rest of their life, but some of the examples in his question were for out of spite, to get away from home, or just to have a place to stay, or some reason that a personal benefit, like to avoid the draft, or so they could have the right to sleep together so it wouldn't be fornication or unlawful sexual intercourse. Now, I truly admit that many people get married for the wrong reason, and many for the none of the reasons that we gave here as an illustration, but for many others that we could give. But the issue is not whether or not the person entering the marriage relationship understands the law on marriage as God gave it, or the reason for why they engage in becoming married. The act itself is not really the question. The question is, does God join them together? The first thing I want us to consider is that when Jesus answered the question that was placed by the Pharisees, and by the way, not because they wanted to know, but they wanted to test him, was, can a man divorce, lawfully divorce his wife for any reason? That's even a good question for today, and a very applicable question in a divorce-happy society that we live in. And so, he does not go back to the law of Moses, which they were living under, which was the law when the Lord was on the earth. He goes back to the very beginning of Genesis chapter 2, verse 18 through 23, when God instituted the relationship of marriage, when he created Eve and gave her to Adam and told them that the two would become one flesh. This is the one flesh relationship that has not only the sexual part, but also the joining of two lives into one. And when God makes that joining together, then man is not to put that asunder. In other words, when God joins a man and woman together, man does not have the authority nor the right to put that relationship asunder without sin occurring. Now, the reason that why they get married is not the issue. They may get married for the wrong reason. They may not have a good reason to enter the marriage relationship, or they may not understand all that's entailed in the marriage relationship, and that's true of many people who enter marriage that do not understand the full capacity and expectation of what the responsibility is in marriage, but that's really not an issue. That's a problem with the people entering the marriage relationship. That's not a problem with the marriage relationship itself. And so the question is, and the question to answer the questioner's question, is who does God join together? Who will God recognize in a lawful relationship as marriage? Well, there are three categories of people who have the right by God to enter a marriage relationship. Number one, people who have never been married. People who have never been married, never been in a marriage relationship, that are both single, have the right to enter a marriage, and God will join those two people together. Number two, God will join two people together who has one party, or maybe both, who have entered a second relationship because their first mates committed adultery. Sexual intercourse with one other than their spouse is the only God-given reason that man can put asunder what God joined together. And if a man or woman or both were in previous marriages that were put asunder for the God-given reason, and there are, for lack of a better term, the innocent party, they committed no sin, their action did not precipitate or cause the divorce, then they have the right to be joined to another person, and God will join that man and that woman together in that relationship. Number three is a relationship of those who have been widowed or are a widower. That means their first spouse has died. The man has lost his wife, or the wife has lost her husband. And now they are single again. Because their first mate died, death releases the bond, Romans chapter 7, verse 1 through 4. We also know in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 39, 1 Corinthians chapter 7, and verse number 39, the Bible says, a wife is bound by the law as long as her husband lives, but if her husband dies, she is at liberty to be married to whom she wishes, only in the Lord. Now, many people look at that only in the Lord to mean that they must be a Christian. No, only in the Lord means that they must be marriageable eligible by God's standard. They must have the right to marry another person. The person they marry must be eligible to marry by the three things that we just covered. Either they've never been married, or their spouse has died, or they put their spouse away because they were guilty of committing adultery. Then they are marriage eligible. And so that person can only marry one who is eligible, not by the definition of the world, but by the definition of what God says. And so what we have is we have a distinction in who God recognizes as the right to lawfully marry and how the world or the state may look at who's lawfully married. In the state of Kentucky, if you have a divorce decree and you have been released from another marriage, no matter what the reason is, you didn't like the way she cooked your breakfast, she was getting older and you wanted a newer model, or you fell out of love with her, for whatever reason that you can get and gain in the courts today, and you were given a divorce decree, the state says you're single and that you can enter another marriage relationship and that be a lawful relationship and a lawful covenant. Well, the state's definition may not agree with God's definition. One who enters such a relationship would be guilty of adultery. Why? Because God didn't recognize and accept the reason for the divorce in the first relationship. You see, you've got to have your own mate. You can't have somebody else's. You have to have your own. And God's definition of a lawful divorce is different than the definition of a lawful divorce according to the laws of the land. And God takes precedence over what the law of the land is. God says when he joined two people together, no matter what reason they come together, no matter if they understand in one of the illustrations we gave in the question, when they are joined together because they were single or because they were eligible to be married, when God joins that man and woman together, it is a covenant that was accepted and done by God. And it can only be broken either by death or adultery. And if it's broken for any other reason, then it is unlawful, and that person places themselves in the category that they do not have the right to marry again because it would be adultery. Now, I know that's not something that's accepted by the majority, but that's what the Bible says. We will continue examining the answer to this question next Lord's Day. Tune in.